Now we'll have some more news items. Sadly, fire has been in the news with a flat in Pengrove being destroyed and the well-known thatched restaurant the Ingham Swan put out of action. Better news for other restaurants, however, as they win an accolade in a survey of top UK restaurants.
Firefighters said it was very lucky no one was seriously injured or killed following a blaze which ripped through a Norwich flat. Investigations are continuing into the cause of the fire which completely destroyed a flat in Pengrove off Aylsham Road. Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service received multiple calls about the fire, which has prompted fire chiefs to remind householders about the importance of fire and smoke alarms. Station manager John Baker, who was one of the firefighters who attended, said, "A smoke alarm will always be the best way of alerting anyone, particularly people who are asleep, of a fire. It's very important to make sure they are tested and working all the time. They clearly save lives. There was no one in the flat where the fire started, but the alarm was raised after the smoke alarm in the property above went off." Watch manager Steve Keane from Sprowston Fire Station said, "On arrival, we were met with flames coming out of several windows, so it was a significant fire. We sent in the breathing apparatus team and extinguished the fire. The fire service is now trying to contact the person who lives there and the property owner."
The owners of the Ingham Swan have confirmed they'll be anywhere but in the background after a fire destroyed their premises on Sea Pauling Road. Co-owner Greg Adjamian and chef patron Daniel Smith announced they will be launching pop-up events as well as confirming they're looking to be back in business next year. The Ingham Swan was destroyed as a result of what is believed to be an electrical fault. Mr. Adjamian said, "We're already looking at doing pop-up events for the Ingham Swan menu across other venues, whether it's some nights at the Warwick Street Social or the Wildebeest. We're looking at bringing the Swan menus or the Great British Menu across for events, as well as adding signature Swan dishes to the options at our other restaurants."
A popular city restaurant is raising a glass after winning an AA Notable Wines Award and a top 100 ranking in Square Meal's Best UK Regional Restaurant Survey. Roger Hickman's, located on Upper St Giles Street in Norwich, has been voted the 52nd best regional restaurant in the country by Square Meal, which sees thousands of reviewers and diners take part. The prestigious ranking rates the country's top 100 dining establishments outside London. The restaurant was one of three in the county to make the prestigious list for 2017, with Benedict's in Norwich ranked at 75, and Morstan Hall coming in at 83. In the guide, the restaurant was described as immensely likeable and praised for its sharply designed seasonable flavours and courteous and affable service.
A Norwich restaurant manager is hoping to raise money to distribute food to those affected by the deadly flooding in Bangladesh. Monty Ali, who works at Rishi on Mousehold Lane, said he decided to take action after seeing images of children forced to beg for food in the flood water. Large swathes of the country have been hit by severe flooding over the past few weeks, affecting more than 8 million people and killing 145. Mr. Ali, 49, is aiming to raise money to help those living in his city of birth, Sylhet, in the northeast of Bangladesh. On Sunday, September the 17th, he will be hosting a flood appeal charity night at the restaurant with all money donated to flood victims. Mr. Ali, who moved to England aged 5 but still has family in Sylhet, said he was hoping to raise around £6,000. He said the area where he was born was really poor and was in desperate need of clean water and food.
Norwich Fashion Week is set to return in 2018 with a new look which aims to give more people the chance to get involved in the annual showcase of style. The fashion extravaganza is heading into its 8th year and will next year run from March the 9th to the 17th. It has a new format for 2018, which will see it host 4 days of catwalk shows, industry talks, workshops and seminars at Open in Norwich from March the 9th to the 12th. It will then launch a new NFW Fashion Fringe, which will run from March the 13th to the 17th and give shops and businesses across the city the chance to hold their own NFW-associated events. Fashion Week directors said the addition of the Fashion Fringe gives retailers and businesses the opportunity to organise their own in-store fashion and style events. The aim is to generate a real fashion buzz across the city.
Storm Aileen might have passed, but forecasters have warned that it is not quite a case of gone with the wind, with more strong gusts expected. On Wednesday the 13th of September, Storm Aileen saw gusts of up to 60 miles per hour bring travel chaos and disruption to the region, as trees were felled across roads and rail networks overnight and into the early hours. The police spokesman said they were aware of 30 highway obstructions due to the conditions. Trees were brought down in a number of locations, including Drayton High Road, Norwich, Helsdon Road near Mile Pit Lane, Longwater Lane, Cossey, Buxton Road, Spixworth, Scottow Road, Lammas, Hingham Road near Ramersden, and the main road between Aylsham and Blickling. One of the worst incidents was at the A1064 between the Caister roundabout and the King's Head pub in Filby. The road was shut for more than 6 hours after a power cable was brought down. Norfolk County Council's Highways team has responded to 35 reports of incidents of trees that had fallen or were damaged or dangerous since Tuesday night, with additional highways crews drafted in to deal with the possible impact of the storm. UK power networks managed to restore power to more than 80 of the 100 or so homes affected by 8 a.m. There was also widespread disruption on the region's rail network after fallen trees blocked tracks and damaged overhead power lines.
More than 90,000 homes in Norfolk have no or very limited access to the internet, either because of lack of connections, not being able to afford it, or not having the confidence to use it. Research has shown that almost a quarter of the county's homes are defined as digitally excluded. A similar study in London showed just 15% of households there were unable or unlikely to use the internet. The Norfolk County Council research showed homes where people were unlikely or unable to use the internet included significant numbers of older people, families on low incomes and those living in social housing. The report says there are a number of potential barriers to digital inclusion. Norfolk's lack of mobile and broadband coverage is well documented, but the research showed people are also not confident enough to use online services such as shopping and banking. The County Council has formed a new Digital Innovation and Efficiency Committee to look at the issue, with the council's libraries and community learning services offering courses to give people the confidence to get online.
10 exchange students visiting a Norwich university have performed traditional songs and dances at a Norfolk care home. The 10 Japanese students from the University of East Anglia visited Brooklyn's care home in Drayton last week. They performed a series of traditional songs and dances, both modern and traditional, in a repertoire which also included a selection of Beatles songs. The students, who were on a 10-day visit, also made origami flowers and wrote each resident's name in Japanese. Gibson de Cruz from UEA's School of Health Sciences said The students come from a variety of backgrounds, nursing and physiotherapy, occupational therapy and pathology, to get a better understanding of our health system here in the UK. Julia Chapman Wright, Brooklyn's manager, said, "We loved having the students here, and our residents thoroughly enjoyed their performances, even asking for an encore."